Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
Is Donald Trump right for American agriculture? One of my law partners, a Republican farmer from the heartland, recently returned from a trip to the Midwest marveling at Donald Trump's popularity in farm country and the growing revolution of those wanting to make America great again. He also attributed Trump's popularity to those dissatisfied with our leading from behind President Obama in a yearning for strong leadership. At the same time, my wife's good friends, suburban, upper-middle-class Democrats in Maryland, are terrified of Donald Trump. They think he is a racist and a misogynist. He wants to build a wall at the Mexican border. He wants to bar all Muslims from coming to the United States. According to the media, if not awarded the Republican nomination, Trump thinks there will be protests or riots. Who is the real Donald Trump, and would he be good for American agriculture? Candidate Trump has said remarkably little about agriculture. Google Trump and agriculture, and you will find virtually no articulated policies. In fairness, none of the candidates have actively discussed agriculture in this campaign, even in Iowa, which is unprecedented. It's possibly a sign of agriculture's declining political power. Let's look at two key issues of importance to American agriculture. On immigration, Donald Trump wants to build the wall with Mexico and send 11 million illegal immigrants back home. But who will pick the strawberries and milk the cows? Who will do suburban landscaping? Will American agriculture really benefit under a Trump administration? And how about trade? President Trump would rip up many of our existing trade agreements which facilitate America feeding the world. Does American agriculture really want the U.S. taking an isolationist position, with agricultural exports being the primary loser? Impose tariffs on China, Japan, and Mexico, and U.S. agriculture will pay the price. It's hard to tell who the real Donald Trump is. Maybe as we get closer to the Republican convention, more will become clear about Trump's views on agriculture. For now, I would view a Trump presidency with a great deal of skepticism. Until next week, this is Rick Frank sitting in for John Block in Washington.